So, Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. After this auspicious ritual part of our opening or introduction to the Kirtan Mela, I would like to wholeheartedly welcome you. I know that you have made a long, long journey with great hopes in your heart to be inspired during this Kirtan Mela. Welcome, and may Krishna give you what you have come for here. We will now, get a garland, I guess. Hare Krishna. We will now open the Kirtan Mela also with words. We will request first Her Grace Mother Dinasharana Mataji to speak. Dinasharana Mataji is our GBC for Germany and for Switzerland and Austria and Liechtenstein. And from the very beginning, she has been inspiring us to organize this festival. And I would like to request all of you to listen to what she has to say to us. Then I will speak a little about the philosophy of chanting, just for 15 minutes, and tune you in for what is going to happen in the next 5 days. Then I will ask His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj to say a few words of greeting. I do know that at this moment we are still all assembling from different parts of the world. We have already so many registrations, but the devotees are still sitting in the airplanes and some may come by Vimanas and by trains and so on. What we are trying to do in this opening is to create a space, really, an understanding for something very great to happen, which, if Krishna is merciful to us, will take place in this old sports hall of the of Eastern Germany. So let us all welcome now our Dinasharana with a warm applause and listen carefully.
Thank you very much, Satchinanda Swami, for inviting us in such a wonderful way. I suppose that everybody here knows that this idea was probably your idea and the driving force behind this wonderful gathering. And of course, I'm very thankful to you for this. So, from the leader of the German Yatra, I would like to all of you welcome you with the heart. Very deeply, I'm very happy to see all of you here. And all our leaders that are not able to come, they have asked me in their name to greet you all here in Germany for this wonderful occasion. I personally wish you 7 days of life transformation for this first worldwide Kirtan Mela. Very first worldwide Kirtan Mela. When I was on the train, the first devotees I met, they came from Dubai, 9 persons. I don't know if they made it yet quite here because the train difference was very fast, and I hurried, and they had families and kids, but I suppose they're going to arrive at some point. As I just said already, I would like to again thank Sachinanda Swami for his wonderful idea and the drive behind this wonderful event. Please, an applause for him. I also would like to thank the Kirtaniyas. I don't know if they're all here yet, and if they are, I don't know if they're all in this room, but they all have come long distances to make this gathering a success. An applause for them. Then I also would like to thank all the devotees behind the scene who are organizing this wonderful event. An applause for them. When I thought about them, one question came to my mind. In the forest of Naimasharanya, I was wondering, so many sages came, how did they organize all this? They didn't have a computer, they didn't have all these comforts that we have today, but still, the devotees had to stay somewhere, they had to eat, they had to wash, they had so many things. So here in the modern days where we think that civilization is advancing and we are inventing many complicated things, some of us have a room with a nice bathroom, but some of us are closer maybe to the Naimasharanya forest event because they don't have a bathroom. So who are the lucky ones? So within the 21st century, thanks to the Bhagavatam and the stories in the Bhagavatam, we are trying to imitate this wonderful event. And I hope that all of us will be properly tuned in and remember and come together as sages, as we, Kali Yuga sages as we are. But as I'm going to speak about a few words about Lord Chaitanya, how he's going to explain to us, never mind in which condition we are, if we chant the holy name of God, the Lord hears us. So at the beginning also, I would like to apologize to all of you for any inconvenience caused. I'm sure our organizer have done everything they could, and I'm sure Sachinanda Swami is going to explain to you after me all the details to make you stay very comfortable. So herewith, from my heart, my very best wishes for these coming days. Hare Krishna. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is there water I could have, or is it too much expected at this time?
Some water?
I've been on a trip all day. Okay, thank you. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya is being criticized by Prakashananda Saraswati for not behaving like a sannyas, for not meditating and studying the Vedanta, but instead chanting and dancing like a madman. So Srila Prabhupada comments. He says, Shrautavakya, without deviation, follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So Lord Chaitanya replied to Prakashananda Saraswati, my spiritual master told me I am a fool, therefore I should constantly chant the holy name of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Lord Chaitanya did, without deviation, following the instruction of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada further explains the essence of the Veda is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, gave us the perfect example. And Srila Prabhupada says, no one is qualified to study the Vedanta. Are you qualified? Am I qualified? Srila Prabhupada calls those who think themselves qualified to be pseudo-spiritualists. And Srila Prabhupada goes on saying that Vedanta without Krishna consciousness is Mayavadi, and Krishna consciousness without Vedanta is Sahajiya. Therefore, the Vaishnavas study Vedanta and chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, at his time, was the most learned person. But yet, he only wrote 8 verses. Why so little? However, these few verses contain the quintessence of the absolute truth and show also how we can realize it. And there it is explained. Every day, chant Sri Shikshastaka, avoid the 10 offenses to the holy name. And by this process alone, one can reach the highest goal, namely love of God. Very simple. Every day in the temple, each one of us has the opportunity to chant the Sri Shikshastaka and meditate upon the 10 offenses about the holy name. Are we doing it? Let's take advantage. Let's try to do it. Now we have 1 week to meditate upon all these things. Jiva Goswami says, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyatam. In this age of Kali, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way than to chant the holy name of Hari. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, all of them, they confirmed this. By perfecting the chanting of the holy name, the way and the goal become one. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, E Mata Mahaprabhu Bhava Vishtahaina Pralapa Karila Tatat Shloka Pariya Purve Asta Shloka Kari Loke Shiksha Dila Se Asta Shlokera Arta Apane Asvadila Prabhura Shikshastaka Shloka Ye Padeshuna Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. Originally, this is the translation, originally Lord Chaitanya wrote the Shikshastaka for the general mass of people. But now he himself has become so overwhelmed by ecstasy of love that he can't stop reciting it. So anyone who repeatedly chants this shloka, his love of God will increase indefinitely. The 6th Goswami studied all the Vedas, all the scriptures, to draw the essence of devotional service. Lord Brahma confirms self-realization is only possible by awakening our love of God. By knowing God, by understanding Him, this is only possible in the association of the devotees by hearing from each other and chanting together. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, hearing, chanting and serving becomes empowered only in the association of devotees and only by this kind of association. It is the highest benediction in one's life because it extinguishes the blowing fire of repeated birth and death. The blazing fire of repeated birth and death is being extinguished by the cooling rays of the chanting of the holy name. It revitalizes the dry flower of the heart. It cleanses the mirror of the mind. It produces devotion that, again, produces more devotion. To chant and to serve is Vadhu, Krishna's wife. The living entity is so small, Ananda Bhuri Vardhanam, but yet it is at the same time so extremely fortunate. The glories of the holy name can only be uncovered in the association of the holy name and its devotees. To end and to open this wonderful day, this wonderful week, I would like to speak about an instruction that Srila Prabhupada gave in a letter written to Raya Rama on the 17th May 1969. He says, "Kirtan must be done, even if the temple has to be closed down. Chanting, preaching, book distribution, deity worship, all is important side by side. But if there is a question of accepting only one of them, then Kirtan is the first." Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So my dear devotees, I'm very fortunate to be able to spend these few days with all of you chanting the holy name of Krishna, and hopefully we will all come Krishna a bit closer. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey. Okay. Thank you, Mother Dina Sharana. I would now like to say a few opening words for the Kirtan Mela 2011. And I do hope that the recordings are there, because there will be some informations which are important for devotees who come later. Jens, we have the harmonium and the medanga as well. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopidana Vallabha Idi Varadhari Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janadhyana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janadhyana. Namunati Ravanachari Ramunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Jaya Gauranga. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna.
Now connect to your heart and your purpose and sing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Vansha Kalpa Taru Vaishya Kripa Shindu Vaye Vacha Patitanam Vavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. In very short words, I would like to give you a little background about the history, how this Kirtan Mela came about. It was 1 year ago where devotees had approached me and asked, Maharaj, we would like to make a very, very large festival, larger than any our present temple in Germany can hold, a more group of devotees, much like the Russian festival in Odessa and at the Black Sea in Russia, Krasna Divna Mos, Krasnodar, or that famous festival. And I said, I'm not for it. There are festivals all organized by devotees all over. Why try to create something? You will not get so many devotees because they will all go for Jamashtami and these established festivals. These devotees came for half a year and more, again and again said that they wanted to do it. And then I said, all right, but then we must have a different concept than the concept on this festival. And I believe it's very important that you understand the concept behind the Kirtan Mela so that you can tune in and serve this event. We will not gather so many devotees in Germany for just copying what is already done in a wonderful way all over the world. But why don't we call devotees together for a special yagya where we will make a special endeavor to chant the holy name in an akanda way. Akanda means non-broken. Kanda means broken and akanda means non-broken. And in Mahaprabhu's tradition, that means what he did, there were akanda kirtans which went on for 24 hours a day and akanda kirtans which went on for 12 hours a day, and I hear now recently also for 6 hours a day. So we opted for these 12 hours a day. I see some of our exalted God brothers are coming. Please, Maharajas, come on the stage to spread auspiciousness by your blissful smiles and present. The staircase is on this side. Yes, yes. You will see many more Maharajas, an ocean of Maharajas coming. So, Hare Krishna Chandramouli Maharaj and Hare Krishna Kavi Chandra Maharaj. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I will continue as our... So then we had this idea to make a Kirtan Mela, and we could see that very soon the devotee world was starting to talk about it and making efforts to come. I know when we informed Indra Dumna Maharaj, who at that time was in Brazil, I believe, with his the first time that you made your festival in tour in Latin America, and he was saying, I'm so busy. This is the festival tour in Brazil. There must be thousands of people who got infected or inspired. I want with the enthusiasm of chanting holy name. And he said, please leave me some time to think about it. But I will, if it's possible, I will come. Then I knew when Maharaj said he would be interested to come, that this would be something which is a blessed event. And there were others who came, and now I think you have seen in the internet there are many who have given their support to this. The inspiration for this festival really comes from a text from the Bhagavatam. So because I'm a non-computer user, I hope this will work. I don't know how to switch these things on. Toshita Krishna, 114, not 14. Can you make this happen? There in the Bhagavatam, it is described that at the outset of Kali Yuga, devotees came 80,000 saints altogether to make a festival where for 1,000 years, this was not 12 days for 4 days, 12 hours for 12 hours for 4 days. It was really something substantial. I will read to you the Sanskrit. Naimishe nimisha chetre rishaya sonakadaya satram svagaya lokaya sahasra samamasata. Once in a holy place in the forest of central Germany. No, I'm sorry, I'm getting carried away here. Let's start again. Once in a holy place in the forest of Naimisharanya, great sages, headed by the sage Shonaka, assembled to perform a great 1,000-year sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord and his devotees. Mark these words. It is a festival meant for the satisfaction of the Lord of his and his devotees, which these people did. So now I want to find to you a sentence where Prabhupada says, yes. So in his purport, Prabhupada says something very nice. Nice is not the word. Something very relevant for this effort which we are having in mind. In this age, Prabhupada says, that means today, now, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the prescribed method for waking up. The ways and means are most scientifically presented by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and intelligent persons may take advantage of his teachings in order to bring about real peace and prosperity. So, this is the idea. A sacrifice of the holy name, a Sankirtan Yajna, in other words, which will bring about the pleasure of the Lord and the devotees, and also spread auspiciousness in this world. You know, just an hour ago, there was the most prestigious newspaper of Germany here. Anyone who hears this name of the newspaper in Germany will pay his respectful obeisances in the direction of the sound of this newspaper. It's called Die Bild Zeitung. You are laughing, you recognize it. It doesn't stand for high quality journalism. But they came having interest, and they were asking, what is the idea of this? And I thought, from where, first of all, do you know that here is something? Well, they said, it's all over the news. Yesterday I was in a yoga festival. For 3 days we were there. And there were many, many, many people, and they said, so you are here? I thought you are having your Kirtan Mela. I said, yes, on Monday it starts. For now, we will do Kirtan here. Sit down and listen and participate. So it's all over, somehow or other. And I think maybe Krishna allows us to spread a little auspiciousness. That's what we said to the Bild Zeitung people. Imagine, I said to the Bild Zeitung people, 50,000 people would sit together and pray. Do you think this will do something? And the man said, yeah, we know, it's scientifically shown that if people pray for cancer patients who have this terminal ill syndrome, that means after some days or weeks they will die. It's shown if people pray to these ill people, they survive. So I said, this is what we want to do. We are sitting here in the forest, not of Naimisharanya, of Chemnitz, to sit, to chant, to spread auspiciousness in the world in whatever humble way it's possible for us. We are thinking really of Swasti, universal benefit in doing this. Now, there are in the Bhagavatam a few great personalities who had done such yajnas. And one is Maharaj Bahishat. His life is described in the fourth canto. It said he executed many sacrifices all over the world. And then it said he scattered kusha grasses and kept the tops of the grasses pointed eastwards. And Prabhupada writes about this now very interestingly. Yeah. At the present moment, this means today, Monday, now, there is a similar need to perform Sankirtan Yajna all over the world. The Krishna consciousness movement has started performing Sankirtan Yajna in different places. And it has been experienced that wherever Sankirtan Yajna is performed, many thousands of people gather and take part in it. We hope really that many thousands will come today. Imperceptible auspiciousness achieved in this connection should be continued all over the world. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement should perform Sankirtan Yagyas one after another, so much that all the people of the world will either jokingly or seriously chant, good that you know the mantra. And thus they will derive the benefit of cleansing the heart. So Prabhupada wants that this is done all over the world. And I'm feeling so happy and auspicious that our general of Sankirtan, our His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj is here because he has understood this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and with his festival tours, now not only in Poland, but in Brazil, soon he will do these yagyas all over the world. That is very, very good. He only needs to learn the simple secret of expanding in many forms. There's another verse there where it says something interesting. Yes, Purport, please. I'm like a baby on the computer, see? Yes, now. Devotional service. Listen to this, Prabhus and Matajis. Devotional service is called Kirtan Yagya. This is what we do, we Hare Krishnas. We do Kirtan Yagya. And by practicing the Sankirtan Yagya, one is very easily, what is very easy here? One is very easily elevated to the planet where the Supreme Lord resides. My dear devotees, if you do your Sankirtan Yagya here, if you do that properly, you will very easily be elevated to where Krishna resides. And how to do this, we will tell you now. You will be shocked what you hear now. Fasten your seatbelts. This is something very serious which starts now. My dear devotees, for this to happen, that auspiciousness is spread and that we cleanse our heart to a degree that we can go back home, back to Godhead, we need focus and energy to this project. I know that many of you have come as family people with their children. I know that to have a holiday. I know many of you have come to see many people. People wrote me, oh, I will see every one of my friends and talk and talk and talk. But this is something else. This is a yagya, a sacrifice done for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have many festivals, we have many sanghas, there are many temples, but this is for doing the Yuga Dharma with focus and energy. What can you expect? Well, there are 12 hours of kirtan each day, and we expect you to participate for a minimum of 8 hours. In the kirtan. Because only if you give focus and energy to a project will your heart be cleansed. You cannot expect different results in your Krishna consciousness if you perform it in the same way as you are accustomed to perform it. You must apply more energy and focus if you wish to attain a different result. And there is no better place and no better time and no better encouragement than in an assembly of devotees who are all focused on the holy name only. And it is important that now, during the Monday, you are tuning yourself and slowly, slowly bring yourself to be here. Be here. Damoda, you are chanting in the back. Do you want to chant? Then go to a peaceful place and chant. If you want to hear, then hear. Focus, not spaced out, ordinary life. No, you came and you paid for an experience. You have to understand. Hare Krishna. Damodar is my friend, and I asked him, can I use you as an example of a diverted Hare Krishna who's on the beginning states of his life? And he said, yes, Maharaj, I'm your servant. Universal Damodars and Damodarinis, listen carefully. We need focus and energy for you to make this a yagya. Silence. I don't know if you prepare bullets for me or poison. Are you with me? Can you understand what I'm trying to tell? Good, good, good. You will get prasadam also if you say, no, we are not with you. Don't worry. Let me speak to your heart. Let me speak to your consciousness. Do you feel satisfied with your Krishna conscious? Can you talk to God and hear his answers? Are you free from false ego? What is about your attachment to your body? Have you understood that you are an eternal soul? My dear devotees, if you feel that there's room for improvement, please use this chance. There is no better chance than coming together with these exalted Kirtaniyas who have given their life and their blood to spreading the Sankirtan movement and chanting in their association. You will get something which is so valuable that you cannot repay it with millions and trillions of euros or dollars or rubles or rupees or whatever. Jiva Goswami says, of all the spiritual practices, the sadhana, this Sankirtan yagya is superior even to kirtan, that means kirtan done alone, because kirtan done with many produces extraordinary devotional feelings. Your heart will become alive with extraordinary devotional feelings. And these extraordinary devotional feelings, we are hearing this, is attachment to Krishna, and you will easily learn detachment from matter. This Sankirtan Yagya here wants to help you to, for yourself, become advanced in Krishna consciousness and get extraordinary devotional experiences. And for that, we need your focus and your energy to the task ahead. Now, to create this idea of focus, we had to do many things in the pre-organization. First, the idea was, let all the Kirtaniyas and Guru sit in the central of the stage here, and let the altar be on the left side, on this side, that's your right side, and so on. But then we consulted many senior Vaishnavas, and they said, no, if you want focus and energy, get Krishna in the center. Get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the center. And therefore, we opted to have Mahaprabhu's favorite deities, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, in the center. And the Kirtaniyas will sit with all of us ordinary people there down. They will not sit on the stage. It's not a stage performance. And they will face the altar as part of the group to worship the Lord. That was an arrangement to create focus and energy. Lord Jagannath in the center as the beloved deity of the Yuga avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brought the kirtan. We have 12 hours of kirtan each day, and we really beg you from our heart. It is good for you if you stay around 8 hours. I don't think it's good if you sit for 12 hours because that will be too much for you if you do not do this regularly, this chanting for a whole day. You will become mental because you don't eat enough and you need some talking and meeting your friends. So we strongly suggest that you start your kirtan performance from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m., then take a 4-hour break, if you so please, if you need it, and then again come back to the kirtan hall. This is called the kirtan hall from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Yes, I'm not so good in English timings. I'm also very bad in other timings, by the way. But 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and the second session for you, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Now, of course, if your favorite kirtan leaders happen to be there in the time in between, that is from 2 o'clock in the noontime to 6 o'clock evening time, you should be with your favorite kirtan leaders. You will find out who sings at what time each day on the two boards. There is Gaurahari, is this true? There's two boards. One is in the kirtan village, that's called the kirtan village where you live, and one is before the kirtan hall outside here. You will find the exact timings and so on. Now I come to the most difficult task. We had the most difficult task, you can't believe. There were so many kirtaniyas who wanted to come. And they will come. There are so many amongst you most probably who want to have a time and sing because that's their service to Krishna and they wish to do this. Fathers came to us and said, can my daughter sing? She sings very nicely. Big kirtaniya for a moment lost the temper and cursed me to live for 10,000 years in hell. And I said, Maharaj, I'm not picking the kirtaniyas because I know I'm a bad person. I have better person than me. They have picked. I beg all the kirtaniyas and all of you to communicate. It's very difficult to have everyone who wants to sing on stage. So we had to make a decision in the organization team according to a few paradigms. Who draws many people to the place of Yagya and other paradigms, and then put a list based on this. But if you are a kirtan leader and you like to sing, you can sing each day 12 hours. With all of us. If you like to have your special slot where only you are the leader, there the day has how many hours? 12 or 24? It has 24, and we will have opportunity to sing after these 12 organized kirtan hours. There will be ample opportunities to sing. And it would be nice if the kirtan continues throughout the night. That is not only there in the day. It would be very, very, very nice. So we want to really say that at the beginning of such an auspicious festival, I understand the kirtan leaders that they want to perform this service, and this shows their glory. They have understood kirtan needs to be done, and please come to us, and we will make any effort to place you at a time where you can sing. But everyone needs to understand, we had to, our team, and I purposefully stayed out of it because this is a hot issue. Our team made decisions on very the best grounds they could do. Yeah. I have the task to give another announcement. Please register. Please pay your fees. Why? See, this is not a temple where we can just invite everyone to stay. It's not our own place. It's a holiday village, and the owner of the holiday village charges everyone who is here in the village. There are different categories, and at the office you can say in which category you are. And if you are poor and need money, come to me. I will make an effort to pay your ticket or help you to pay your ticket. But it needs to. Anyways, I'm getting. I'm also very poor, but we will try to work something out for you if you are poor. We want all also low-budget Vaishnavas to feel happy and so on. But we need need this, otherwise we can't have this another time. So, yeah. Now, this is all what I wanted to say, but I want to give a summary. If you happen to forget everything what you have heard, please remember two words, focus and energy. It's necessary that you tune yourself into it so that this really becomes all it can become, as very spiritual effort to please the Lord. We have written, this Kirtan Mela is a historic festival, hopefully it will become one, let's see, giving us the opportunity to absorb our minds and hearts. Prabhu's, Mataji's, absorption is necessary in the continuous chanting of the holy names. In a great Vaishnav assembly, it will be an experience like no other, hopefully, where we will chant for the pleasure of Krishna, where the feeling or the taste for our chanting will increase, and we hopefully experience that our spiritual lives become filled with new life. New energy is very necessary in this Kali Yuga. I would now like to make a little exercise with you. Nothing difficult. But something very essential. We look forward to a time of 4 days where the idea is each day 12 hour and more kirtans. We hope that the enthusiasm will spill over and kirtan leaders who have not their slots will chant in the night. We hope to create an atmosphere where all of our hearts can be filled with the presence of God. You have made a long, long way. You have made a long journey to come to the assembly of the Vaishnavas. And I sincerely request you to take a moment time to really fix what is called in Sanskrit, a sankalpa in your heart. A sankalpa is an inner orientation, an intention which will become your best friend throughout the Kirtan Mela and afterwards. It will remind you of what's important here, why you have come, and it will guide you when weakness comes, the weakness of the heart, back to the Kirtan Hall, so that you continue your own purification of the heart. At any big spiritual undertaking, a sankalpa is very, very important, because we will forget. When we chant, things will come up. If we sit for 8 hours and chant, we will face also our durdevam, our own misfortune, our own spiritual weaknesses. They will be churned up, they will come to the surface. In that time, don't run away. Stay. Continue your own effort of pleasing, trying to please Krishna. The formula which Prabhupada once gave for good chanting is one sentence. The formula for good chanting: just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. I request you now, this is important that you do it, you will see how it works when you do it, to turn to your neighbor and build a group of two people. I know some of you are not into these things, and please do it, you will see it's important for you. And the neighbor, and when you talk, I will give you a task. Now, first find yourself a neighbor. Neighbor ji, Ishvara Chanda, where is your neighbor? It's important that everyone takes part in of it. My neighbor is Dina Sharana, my GBC. Hare Krishna. And what we will discuss now, no, let me ask first, who has not yet found a neighbor? Raise your hand and look around and then find your neighbor. He will have his finger up. Okay, then let me ask you a question. Who starts first? Who's A? Raise your hand. Yeah, person A. Who starts? Well, that means you... Have you all found... Okay. B starts first. You can see, you have here the Swami who wants you to do something. I think the message is clear by now. So this is what you discuss. Navina Nirada. No discussions about prashadam, no discussions about anything. This is the subject, okay? What is your sankalpa for this Kirtan event? What is your intention? Why did you come here? What will you try to focus on? Tell your neighbor, and please try to talk seriously in relationship to the holy name, not outside of the relationship of the holy name. Okay, we have only 4 minutes for this. Please start now. Maribor. You have 2 more minutes. Give it your best. Thirty more seconds. Okay, thank you very much. If you want to discuss more about this and want to churn out more your own sankalpa and purpose, you may do so obviously outside of the kirtan times and meet. This is also a good Yadubara Prabhu. Oh, Yadubara Prabhu and Madhava Prabhu, you must come. There's a staircase, yes. So, all right, I will come to the conclusion now. Haribo. I would like to conclude my little speech. First of all, now I'm totally relaxed. Please excuse me if I was a little forceful. I was born in Germany. What can I do? It's in the genetic codex, you know. But I really want to make this point, and it's really important. This is more of a yagya, a sacrifice, the nam yagya, and the success of this. I don't know if you know by name, this is Yadubara Prabhu, Prabhupada's Yadubara Prabhu. You have seen all, most probably the movies which you have seen about Prabhupada or the film, that is all Yadubara's filming. And we have also a person who will feel very embarrassed if I tell you his name, but I am friend with him, so I will not suffer his pinches. It's our Madhava Prabhu who is all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Haribo. So it's very, very important that you all keep this sankalpa, this intention with you. I just spoke with GB, our Dina Sharana Mataji, that she also said, well, for me, I have so much to do, but I can really use this August assembly to really increase my relationship with the Holy Name. Because to increase your relationship with the Holy Name means to increase your relationship with Krishna. And it's all about that. It's about your relationship with Krishna. And if you are concentrated on this, there will be a huge aura of auspiciousness which will come from here and which will serve many, many people who need this so much. This is the yagya done in this age of Kali to ward off inauspiciousness and to increase auspiciousness. So please, we need you. You all are priests. priests in attendance, please attend the Nam Yagya. It's your own sacrifice in which you sacrifice for Krishna, your time and your energy. So please take it very serious. It's not a festival like other festivals. We also have not so much effort. We have not made so much effort to increase the festival grounds because we really count on your participation here in the Yagya Stal, the Kirtan Hall. So after having said this much, again, if I have spoken a little forceful, please forgive me. It's just a pedagogic means to get you on the board and to get you understanding. I would now request His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj, who is my personal example in doing these yagyas of spreading the holy names all over the world, really, since a long, long, long time, to address us with a few words, of auspicious words, and after him we will start our Nam Yagya.
Oma Gyan Timidandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chaksunimilitam Jainatasmaya Sigurdavena Maha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Jainabhutale Shwayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadantishva Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Vancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindhubhe bacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavanam. When His Holiness Satchinandan Swami asked us all to choose a partner to reveal what our sankalpa would be, I wanted to reveal my heart to Maharaj, so I was a little jealous when he turned towards Mataji, because obviously she's the one closest, so I understood, but I purposely kept myself here to the side so I could reveal my sankalpa to Maharaj now. That my main purpose in coming to this festival is to get Maharaj's association. For the simple reason that I have this very strong conviction, I believe very strongly that Maharaj has that taste, ruchi, for the holy name. And I know that I don't have a direct relationship with Krishna. I don't have a direct relationship with Krishna in the form of His holy name, Srinam Prabhu. But I understand the importance of chanting the holy names. It is the Yuga Dharma, as we've heard several times this afternoon. If there's any chance for me to become Krishna conscious, I'll have to become perfected in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But like anything else in devotional service, we receive the mercy of Krishna through His devotees. The Lord states very clearly that one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee. But one who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's actually my devotee. So I consider myself Maharaja's servant, and by coming here on his request and serving him and following his instructions to focus on the holy names and be present for all the programs, so forth and so on, I hope to achieve some taste, to leave this festival with some increased taste for the holy name. When Maharaj contacted me, it's a fact, I was in Brazil earlier on in the year. We were very engaged in a festival program touring the country with about 35 devotees. And when I considered his request, I was thinking, well, how's it going to be possible? I mean, that August 29th, our last festival on the Polish tour this year was scheduled, and it did happen August 28th. That was yesterday, number 44. We did 44 beach festivals, not to mention, you know, Woodstock, which was a major event in itself. We did over 40 festivals, actually almost every day, except a few Mondays. We did a festival every day of the summer. And festival means between 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people every evening coming. So it's a big program, and I know what I'm usually like after the summer. I'm ready to collapse because we had to put so much into it. But then I was thinking, oh, I don't have to worry about that. I'll come here and I'll get Maharaja's association and I'll be enlivened. And I am. And I'm very grateful that Maharaj came up with this idea that Krishna actually inspired him in the heart to come up with this wonderful idea. And I'm very happy to see that already it is so successful. So many Vaishnavas have come from the far quarters of Europe and beyond. And everything is like in Germany. When I think of Germany, everything is very nicely organized and efficient and so forth. I would like to compliment those who decorated this Eastern European sports hall, because I know what Eastern European sports halls are like. I've been doing festivals in Poland for many years, and they're pretty drab, dreary, gray places. But Maharaj said to me before we walked in, wait till you see this. And I was thinking that when we first walked in, that was the place where we were going to have the festival with all those drapes. There's not much room here. And suddenly the curtains open, and yes, it's just like Vaikuntha, with Lord Jagannath and the deities and Sridhar Prabhupada and all the devotees. So I'm looking forward to this. This is a great yajna. One devotee did say to me, but like, what is the reason we're having this festival? Which appearance day of Krishna is it? Or which appearance day of Krishna's devotee is it? It's not scheduled on the Vaishnav calendar. I said, no, we don't need an excuse to chant Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu says, kirtaniyad sada hari, that we should be chanting all the time. In fact, when our god sister, Mother Malati, fell very ill one time in India, she had a very severe case of hepatitis. Disease of the liver, which makes you extremely weak. And she went to the local hospital in Mumbai to recover, and she could hardly move at the peak of that disease. So Prabhupada very mercifully went one day to the hospital to see how his spiritual daughter was. And he found her sitting up with difficulty in bed with her eyes closed, very slowly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, as he saw Sridhar Prabhupada. And she tried to pay her obeisances, and Prabhupada came and sat in the chair next to the bed, and she was very apologetic. She said, Sridhar Prabhupada, you know I'm very active. I like to cook for you, I like to clean for you. I like to help your Sangatam movement and go out and distribute books here in Mumbai, but I'm so sorry. She said, the only thing I can do is just chant Hare Krishna all day. And Prabhupada said, no, that is the goal. Because you Western boys and girls are so passionate, I have to think of many ways to engage you all day, all night. But the goal is, eventually, the mind will become peaceful. The heart will become cleansed, so that we can sit and do the business of the spirit soul, glorify our beloved Lord in the way he most likes to be glorified in this age, by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So we don't need any special occasion, something this or that. Prabhupada said one time, if you've got time, he said, chant Hare Krishna. So this is a great opportunity, and I must again thank Maharaj for giving us this opportunity that we can all come together and chant, because it's more potent like that. Throughout the scriptures, we always hear, Jiva Goswami mentions in his Bhakti Sandarbha, and we hear from the lips of Haridas Thakur, that the best chanting is the chanting that's done loudly. When you are chanting your japa, which is, of course, perfect, it's more a sublime type of chanting, purifying your heart in a peaceful environment. But this type of chanting, where we come together, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shango Pangasha Parshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Payar Yajantihi Shumedashaha, under the instructions of Lord Chaitanya, where many Vaishnavas come together for the purpose of glorifying Krishna, and at the top of their lungs they chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The effect is very great, because that kirtan goes straight into your heart and purifies. Therefore, echoing the words of Maharaj, when he was quoting Srila Jiva Goswami, actually in Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that this congregational chanting of the holy names is so important, because often it gives a neophyte devotee the opportunity to experience what is spiritual ecstasy. Usually to experience that spiritual ecstasy, that is reserved for great devotees who are much further down the road than we are on the path of devotional service. But as an impetus for us to continue on the process, on the path of devotional service, sometimes we get a little extra mercy. We close our eyes and remember that there was a special class that someone gave one time that just propelled us forward in Krishna consciousness. There was a feast. One of our favorite cooks cooked, and it was just memorable. Or a particular journey we took, a particular parikrama one year to Vrindavan, or in this case, a kirtan, which can happen at any time, any place, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We get a little bit of extra impetus to go forward. So I'm expecting that in the association of His Holiness Sachinanda Swami, whose festival this is his brainchild, and all the illustrious great souls who have, the Maharajas who have come here, and our god brothers like Yadubara Prabhu and Badahari Prabhu and the famous Kirtanir Madhava Prabhu, I'm expecting that we will get that extra little taste which will propel us forward, give us that faith to keep us going throughout the year, and what's more, to share our good fortune with others, because that is when the holy name really reveals himself. Srinam Prabhu really reveals himself. He really gives mercy when he sees that we are attempting to spread his glories all over the world. So let us imbibe the spirit of this festival into our hearts. Let's spend a lot of time here in this beautiful kirtan hall. It looks like Vaikuntha. Let's take each other's association. I heard the prasadam is going to be very delicious as well. And then take the spirit of this festival out to our respective temples and share a good fortune with others, just like the sages of Naimisharanya. They actually met for the purpose of purifying the Kali Yuga, of giving other people the opportunity to experience the wonderful world of Krishna consciousness. And if we can do that, then I'm sure that Mahaprabhu will bless His Holiness Sachinandan Swami unlimitedly, and he will encourage us all to come back every year for another festival of the holy name here in this wonderful hall. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This is when you meet exalted Vaishnavas, they somehow want to deflect the glory away from themselves. And thank you very much, Maharaj, for your words. But you know, I'm very low class person. Good. Let us not quarrel on this here. So I want to now request His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj to start. I want to request all of you here who are on the stage. We have put these beautiful cushions, which are as soft as clouds, downstairs. Yes, you will, and that will be the Kirtan Mandal. And already, Jens.
I'd just like to interrupt here for 1 second. When I saw the list of the kirtaneers who are coming here and the advanced devotees and sannyasis and gabhadars, I wrote a letter to Maharaj and I said, Maharaj, please, I would like to take a back seat this festival just because there's so many illustrious personalities here, the devotees who are good kirtanana. Could you please just, like, you know, maybe I'll give maybe one class, maybe lead one kirtan thing. He said, yes, yes, Maharaj, just, you just come and don't worry about it. And as soon as I got here, he said, I want you to speak. And now I hear you want me to lead kirtan. You've tricked me. Because you're requesting, I'll do it, because I love you so much, Sachi Nandan Swami, my dear God.
Bravo! Bravo! Well spoken, well spoken!